Over 1,500 of you have read Rational Answers to Stupid Questions. But now, there's more rational answers to more stupid questions. Stupidity never dies, it just evolves. My new book covers tons of new arguments and materials, such as the ones you see on the screen here, plus many more. And you can get yours for just $15. Every single copy is personally signed and shipped by me. So if you want to be prepared to respond to people, or if you just want to learn the science behind these things, then pick up your copy using the link in the description below. Thank you. In the sense that if God is, the Big Bang and creation can both be true, in the sense that God is a magical being and can do literally anything, but that's I just find that to be epistemically worthless. It has no explanatory power. And according to Hitchens' razor, that which can be asserted without evidence can be dismissed without evidence. So if you want to,
I agree with Hitchens' razor. I agree with Hitchens' razor. Trust me. What I'm saying is, do you have any difference between you and a monkey?
Do I have any difference between a monkey and myself? Monkeys have tails.
Yes.
Apes don't have tails.
I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking about mental. Do you mentally have a difference between a monkey and yourself?
Yeah, we use complex language and have a much more complex theory of mind that monkeys just clearly don't have.
I agree. Are there any other animals on the planet Earth that have that?
Yeah, there's a really strong case.
Yeah, you can say dolphins. Can they talk?
I didn't say anything. Just let me, vervet monkeys have, I wish I could remember the details a little bit better. I just read a book about the evolution of language, actually. So there are vervet monkeys that have specifically distinct calls for different kinds of predators. Yep. But they don't put their calls together in a grammatical type of structure. Now, there's a really good YouTuber. She's a PhD candidate, primatologist. Her YouTube channel is called Gutsit Gibbon. She has a video that came out a couple months ago about where we think we're now starting to see elements of grammar in. It might have been the vervet monkeys. Like it's a more up to date study. I don't remember exactly. I don't remember the details. I'm just, if you want to take a deeper look into it, take a look at that.
Oh, I would love to. I was just, I'm not on here to be combative. I'm here to learn.
Yeah. So, and then with respect to like chimpanzees, there are, I'm going to have to go reread part of that book. Because it was a really interesting book. I just can't remember specifically what the data shows. I do know that the author really doesn't think that there's anything like true grammar going on in any other species. But there are elements of it. Like there are species that add syntax to vocalizations they produce, right? But it's a very rudimentary form.
Yes.
Now.
Yes. No. I've done some reading on this too. What I'm saying is, I disagree with your evolution plus Big Bang being the fact, because I believe that you cannot create humans without a soul. Right? You have a soul. I have a soul. And
he created a chicken.
There's no.
He created a chicken without a soul.
A chicken has a mortal soul.
What does
that
mean?
Humans have an immortal soul.
What does that
mean?
A
mortal soul means your soul dies when you die, which is animals.
Okay, but what's a soul?
Humans have an immortal soul.
Okay, well, what is a soul?
So they go to heaven or hell.
No, I'm asking.
What's a soul?
Yeah.
What's a soul?
I have no idea. Nobody's ever been able to tell me either.
Hey, can you talk to me?
I am.
Are you cognizant?
Yeah. Barely.
That's a soul. Yeah, no, me too.
Okay, well, that's no different than me saying
that is a soul. I'm not saying that it's a mortal or immortal soul.
Let me get out what I'm talking about.
There's a person behind your eyes.
That's no different than if souls don't exist and we're just simply biological organisms that have the ability to interact and respond to our environment.
Okay, well, you can say there's no difference other than the fact that why are you breathing right now? Why don't you shoot yourself
dead? Because that's a function of biological organisms. Goats breathe.
No, I understand, but do you think that it's wrong?
You cut out. After you said, do I think, I didn't hear anything.
I'm very sorry about that. Do you think suicide is a moral right or a moral wrong?
What the fuck? It depends.
I'm just asking. If you can't answer it, then
that is my answer. It depends.
You cut me out, but it depends. It depends.
Yes. Yes. That's my answer.
I can't. I honestly cannot. It depends. So sometimes suicide's right.
If you were a terminal.
Say that on stream.
I'm going to make you admit it. If
say
you
that
were
on
a,
stream. Sometimes suicide's right.
I'm going to make you admit it.
If you can't, then you obviously don't believe it.
If you were a terminal cancer burn patient and you had no health insurance, would you rather live the last 6 months of your life in absolute horrendous agony or just choose to die with some dignity by taking your own life?
I would rather have the right to live with my family and say goodbye to my family before.
Do you think it would be morally wrong for that person to choose to end their own life or die naturally in an absolutely horrendous and miserable state?
So you say that.
Answer the question.
Granted, I do think that I agree. I do think that it's right for that person to die a natural death. But
I didn't say, yeah, I don't think it would be immoral for them to decide the other way. I'm asking you if it would be wrong for them to choose to end their life on their own terms, to have an unnatural death. Okay. Well, then you think it is okay.
So I'm a person that suffers from depression. I'm an alcoholic. I'm in AA. I've had those thoughts. Do you think it would have been right for me to put a bullet in my head? Or do you think it's right for me to continue on and beat that, or not, maybe not even beat that, but die from it, but have that opportunity to get right with God? Do you think that's wrong?
No, it's not wrong to choose not to.
But you think it's okay to kill yourself?
It depends, for the millionth time. Look, we're going to have to stop doing this because my life has been flagged twice now, unfortunately.
I hope it gets flagged a third time, you fucking faggot.
What the fuck? What is wrong with you? What the hell? What was that guy's deal? What the fuck? What the actual fuck? But yes, the Big Bang is an extremely well attested and proven scientific idea. It's a scientific theory.
But it's not 100% proven.
Nothing in science is ever 100% proven. In principle, any scientific idea can be overturned. But, nobody doesn't think that science is our best way of increasing knowledge about the natural world. All science does is prove things and add to our knowledge.
Right. No, I agree with that. But I wouldn't say that you can just say creation is fiction.
Well, what I specifically usually mean by that is like young earth creationism. That is an idea as stupid as thinking the earth is flat. But I don't think there's any good reason to think that, like some theists, they believe, in the Big Bang, they believe in evolution too. They just think that God is the reason it happened. And I don't think they have any reason for thinking that at all.
Right. I guess, it really comes down to what you believe in. There's really no fact or fiction when it comes to creation, right?
I don't necessarily think that that's a tenable position. If you...
How so?
Well, because you can believe in a literal contradiction, and then it's like, well, you don't get to tell me my opinion is wrong. Yes, I do. I can't tell you you're wrong for having an opinion, but I can tell you 100% your opinion is absolutely dog water.
But nothing's... Well, that depends. Nothing's 100%, like you said, even science.
Yeah, but a contradiction can't be true. Both sides of a contradiction or whatever can't be true.
Right, but do you think there's... So you believe there's no percent that God created anything. You don't believe in God, I assume, right?
I don't believe in God, but I'm agnostic. There might be a God out there. I don't think it's knowable is the problem. Right. So I don't think that there's any epistemic weight that you can give to any claim about the supernatural and magic, because we have no idea how those things work or if they exist or how to test them.
I guess when it comes to creation, I just hold on to or believe in that something. That's my biggest thing. Something can't come from nothing. So
yeah, when it comes to, don't you think that's how God made the universe, out of nothing?
Well, I think God is like, he was always there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the universe. Unless you think the universe is God's toenail clippings, it came from nothing.
Well, I believe God created the universe.
Yeah, out of nothing.
Right.
Well, so you think something can come from nothing?
But God was always there. He's not, you can't explain God.
I know that's the problem I have with people thinking they have a good reason to believe God did something. How did it happen? I have no idea. If you want to just say, look, I don't think the universe can come from nothing. Okay, neither do I, but I don't think the universe is created. If you're going to say, well, the universe has to be a created thing, so therefore it came from God, and God just means we don't know where the universe came from, therefore it was God. And it's like, well, okay, I don't think we're being super honest or rigorous, but whatever. I mean, philosophers, like, it... I used to be a lot more cynical about this, and then I calmed down when I started reading about the history of science, because ancient, like, philosophers and proto-scientists, you know, they would come up with explanations for things. They'd say, well, there has to be a blank that is responsible for blank. And I always thought that was just so stupid of them. But then I realized, like, a real-world example where that did happen and then later was proven to be the case. And that's with Darwin and heredity. So, you know, Darwin famously comes up with the theory of evolution by natural selection. And in the theory,
I was just agreeing. I was agreeing with you.
Okay, cool. I haven't told you the full thing yet, though. So he comes up with the theory of evolution by natural selection, and he says a bunch of things that are true. Like, well, the thing that causes organisms to be different is some sort of intrinsic quality that they have. It's probably going to be a chemical or a part of them, because the differences are heritable, so they can be passed on. So there must be a molecule or something within organisms that they pass on. That was just, that seemed kind of obvious that has to be the case, but nobody knew what it was. And so Darwin said it must be gemmules. He came up with this odd idea of this stuff that floats in the blood. And that doesn't exist, it turns out. But he was right that there has to be something that's doing that. And so he posited something, and it just turned out that he was wrong about specifically what it was. Well, ancient philosophers, you know, when they made these arguments from motion, and I don't know, certain other kinds of arguments like the soul, there has to be a soul within us. And what they really meant by that was Like, well, look, there has to be something that's responsible for this or that characteristic. And, you know, they lived at a time where we just knew so little about the world. And so the ideas they came up with were overwhelmingly wrong. But that's because that was the first guess. Darwin was wrong, too. And so I've become a lot less cynical of that over time, because in the past, I used to be like, why did they think X, Y, or Z? That seems so stupid to me. But anyways, so this whole, I got on this big tangent because it's like, look, if you're a creationist, just because you think there are questions about like nature or the universe that so far can't be answered. And so I think there's something behind it. And I think God does that somehow. And it's like, well, I get the sentiment, actually. Like, I would never hold the specific sentiment that you do, but I get the urge or the motivation or whatever. What I hate and what I don't appreciate is when people say science is wrong because my book say so. And it's like, okay, well, go fuck yourself with that take.
Right. But, I don't believe that.
Right. I didn't think that you did, so.
Yeah, no, I guess, you know, I just came across your page and you're live, and I don't really know anything about you, but I saw that and I just wanted to kind of, you know, delve into that a little bit. But well, the creation aspect, and I think you said it earlier, you said you disagree with the, like, did you say like something new age creation, where is that the thing? Is that where you say you disagree with like the Earth started like 2000 years ago or something?
6,000. Yeah. Young Earth creationism.
Right. No, I don't agree with that.
It's been, I mean, the idea of the Earth only being that old is, right. I mean, that's an ancient idea. That's what the Jews think. But it was never really taken very seriously in Christianity, funny enough, until after evolution and this, the mass popularization of evolution, and then secularism, post-enlightenment, and what do you call it? Like this agnostic school that started with Huxley. When the original idea behind agnosticism is kind of like, it's essentially naturalism. It's kind of like, look, the only ideas that we actually find to be valuable are ideas that are testable, at least in principle. That's kind of the new modern philosophy of science. And then there was a lot of textual criticism of the Bible that started like in the 17 and 1800s in Germany, where then the inerrancy of the Bible was called into question. There was all this talk of, look, maybe a lot of these are just stories and parables. There wasn't actually a flood, and all this other stuff. And so the combination of all that really made a lot of Christians, especially Protestant denominations, kind of start to shit their pants. And in reaction, they dug in their heels and became extremely, they kind of dug in their heels and became more literal, I guess. The idea was, well, not only now do we have to defend the Bible, but we have to, or defend the faith, but now we have to defend the Bible. And so biblical literalism really became kind of a much more popular thing starting then in Christianity.
Right. I guess another question I have, like kind of piggybacking off what you just said. So, well, maybe it's not piggybacking. It could be a little bit of a subject change, but you being agnostic, I guess, where do you think people get their like morality from?
Reason.
Reason.
And yeah, essentially reason. And, so if you look at, I mean, even if you look at religious moral codes, some religious moral codes have to, some of them have a lot of rules about taboos, like what you are and are not allowed to do, that seem to be more about paying respect to the creator, right? Like, what the hell is immoral about working on the Sabbath or not working? Yeah, what's immoral about picking up sticks on the Sabbath? Literally nothing, except God say so, right? Ideas like that, drawing graven images, worshiping other gods. There's nothing you can point to that makes any of those wrong, except for the guy that could kill you in an instant says don't do it, so you should probably listen. Well, that's coercion, not morality. That's not a legit morality, I wouldn't say. The others, like don't lie, don't steal, don't cheat, don't commit murder, stuff like that. Well, all of that maps onto human moral intuitions that are universal across all cultures and all of time. There's never been a society that said those things are normal and fine, right? And so, yeah, I think it... Oh, shit, I just pushed the wrong button. I think it just maps onto... Oh, and sorry, I didn't make the full point there. So what do all those things have in common? Those are things that if you didn't believe in God would be really good ideas to believe in from the standpoint of your own welfare, right? So if a human being is interested, like why do we come up with morality? It's to thrive as a group. And so quite a lot of that, those moral rules for thriving have to do with our well-being, like cleanliness rituals, taboos around incest, what you are and are not allowed to eat. And then behaviors like cheating and stealing and violence and shit like that. Right. So it's just, right. It's like a one-to-one correlation with respect to those things. And then the other stuff with, you know, also like worship our God. It's like, well, you can actually make a pretty, it's not very hard to come up with a naturalistic explanation for that, which is if you have group cohesion, like people all buying into an idea, then the group tends to have more cohesion and the group cooperates better and the group is stronger. This is exactly right. What happens with this is exactly why corporations do company retreats. It's exactly why political parties do what they do. It's exactly why sports teams sell merchandise, you know? Right. So
I get that. It's like it's anything works best when everyone buys in.
Yes. That it's that kind of idea, yeah.
Right. But I guess so when you were you earlier said talking about human intuition, where does that human intuition come from, I guess?
So it's I would just say reason again. If you ask me where reason comes from, it's like, well, we use our brains. That's literally how being an organism with a nervous system works.
That's why I choose to believe in God, because, you know, like our intuition comes from reason, our reason comes from something, and I choose to hold on to, you know, something. You know, I was raised Catholic, but I don't practice as much anymore, but I've become more, I guess, religious in my older years, and those things that I've mentioned kind of I hold on to, I guess, if that makes sense. Like I said, reason can't comes from something. We have to, there's something that gives us that urge to do right and wrong, to do right over than more than wrong. I mean, people still commit, you know, wrongdoings, but the majority of people choose to do right rather than wrong. And so that's why I believe that's probably, you know.
Yeah, but so let me ask you, if God didn't exist and humans were just an organism trying to survive, then wouldn't we engage in exactly those same kind of quote unquote moral behaviors that I described to you? Because other animals do the same thing.
Well, I don't think you can say that because we don't know.
If you're appealing to absolute knowledge, then
I was going to say there's plenty of species that are extinct because of poor practices.
Such as
shit. I mean, how many extinct creatures or animals have lived that have gone
extinct? Yeah, but I wouldn't say that's down to bad practices. I mean, organisms go extinct usually because the environment changes and they're just not adapted to live in that new environment. That's not a choice. A choice to not be adapted to your environment. It's just bad luck, really.
Well, but when we talk about adapting to an environment, we're not doing things that are adapting like, it's not about adapting to an environment. It's about doing things wrong, like killing each other. Or, sorry, unaligning.
Oh, well, there aren't... No, you can say whatever you want. I don't care.
Okay.
Well, don't hurl, like, racial slurs and crap like... But you can swear. I don't care. Yeah, no, there aren't organisms that go around just, like, murdering themselves or anything like that.
Right, but...
there are, like, a lion, a male lion will kill all the cubs, but that's literally adaptable. It's horrible to think, but it can basically be demonstrated that that actually does, if not increase their fitness, at least remains neutral. Otherwise, it couldn't be selected for.
Right. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, I kind of lost my train of thought there at the end there.
We were talking about... this originally started with me asking you, yeah, but if God didn't exist and humans were just another animal, we would still... The only difference in our morality that I would see is we just wouldn't come up with ritualistic moral rules. Like, you know, when you're allowed to do certain things or not do certain things, and how much grain you should offer the great juju at the bottom of the sea and all that stuff. Oh, train
stuff. Gotcha. So you're saying if we had... So, like, I guess, what would you say?
Because you're saying the fact that we have morality is evidence of a God, and I'm saying, well, I don't think you have a strong case there, because we would still engage in the same moral behaviors that you find in religious texts or whatever, that have to do with our well-being, because those are just so obviously adaptable for our survival.
Right. So I guess you're saying even if there was no religion, we would still have the same kind of moral bindings that we have today.
Yeah, we can see versions of it even in the animal kingdom.
So I guess, do you think, well, I guess you could say, like, you know, undiscovered tribes and, like, the not undiscovered but tribes in the Amazon or rainforest.
There are uncontacted tribes, yeah.
Right. But I meant more. I can't speak to those because we've never even contacted them. But the ones that have been contacted, do you think they have any sense of religious beliefs?
I wouldn't doubt that it's fairly common. Because we see religious beliefs all over the world. I would hesitate to make a guess as to whether or not they have a theistic versus spiritualistic or animistic beliefs. In the New World, like with Native Americans in North America, I don't know so much about Central and South America, but they believed more in animism, that there was a spiritual kind of realm, but it didn't like necessarily create things. It was more of kind of a reverence toward nature, and they would also probably believe that there's a kind of supernatural aspect to life as well. Like when you die, you return to the earth, and there's some sort of, I don't know, maybe like a recycling thing that goes along with that. So yeah, to what extent would that be a religion? Well, I think it's only really a religion if it becomes like bureaucratized. Like there's a standardized story
like
behind it, and behaviors that you have to do, and shit like that.
No, I get what you're saying. I guess. Yeah, that's fair. I agree with that. I guess my last thing, and then I got to go, but what do you think happens after death?
I think your conscious experience ends.
So you think it's just like, that's it?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
I just feel like that's such a, and that's what you believe. And I get it. It just, I struggle with that a lot. It's like, how do you,
no, I hate it. I actually hate it. I'm not lying. I hate it.
So,
but I just don't see any reason to think any other way.
I guess one thing that I've also like believed is your consciousness and energy has to go somewhere, right? I think there's energy. This sounds maybe a little taboo, but I think you do have energy. Energy just doesn't dissipate. I think it goes somewhere, as crazy as that sounds. And like, I think that energy is your consciousness, which can be considered your soul. And I do believe that goes somewhere. Where that goes, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
But you don't know what I mean. And that's fair. But it's just, I don't know. Like, I guess it's a weird thought, but I appreciate the conversation and I appreciate your time. So I'll give you a follow because that was a good conversation.
Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.